Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and we're live in the studio today along with our co-host, Prophet Darrell Saunders out of Chicago, Illinois, and we thank and praise God for each of you that's tuning in and chiming in today for this wonderful hour, praise the Lamb of God, of PSM Live with Prophetic Perspectives. We thank and praise God for you, people of God, that you're here with us and so supportive. Of course, we always say thank you and appreciate the ministry life of Prophet Darrell Saunders, who did such a wonderful job on yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. We thank God for the man of God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, what a wonderful person. What a wonderful personality. Oh, I just thank God for him. He's just a wonderful guy. Prophet Darrell, where you at, man?
I'm at home in his kitchen.
Lord, in his favorite place. That's his favorite place at home. It ain't the bedroom. It's the kitchen. He loved that kitchen. What you doing in the kitchen, Prophet Darrell? You're cooking up something again? No, he said he's cooking them some salmon and rice, y'all. Lord have mercy. Old prophet over here, I can't drink smoothies and stuff. I can't even do all that kind of stuff. I don't have time. People of God, it's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful day. We are on our way to the sanctuary in just another week or so, people of God. It's just a wonderful thing to go and be with the Lord for 3 days along with the saints. Oh, my goodness. I talked to Apostle Ewing on the day before yesterday, and she's excited. The majority of all of our applications, I think, 12 of them, 13 of them have already been sent. Oh, my goodness. We got about one more that's dangling. So we are ready to go. We're gearing up, praise the Lamb of God, and shipping out to go to Whitewater, Wisconsin in just, you know, another week or so, and it's going to be such a wonderful fellowship, praise the Lamb of God, and there's going to be and see, they don't know Prophet Darrell, but we're going to be laying hands and imparting and revealing to people their assignments and things of this nature as the Spirit of God gives us utterance there at the sanctuary. They just thought they were just going to just pray and sit around. No, no, no. Praise the Lamb of God. This is going to be a beautiful, beautiful. And if the weather permits, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to walk down to the cafeteria for those who have to take their medications. There's just a few blocks down. And let them eat a little bit so they can take their medications and things of that nature. And then we're going to come back and go into the our respective places and rooms, and we're going to seek the face of God on the level, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, people, if you've never been there, you can't even imagine what I'm talking about, these beautiful rooms that have been designed and decorated by the apostle at the Holy Spirit's dictates and dedicated, praise the Lamb of God, to the name of God or the name of a tribe or the name of a place such as Bethesda. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a room in the house I know called Bethesda. And boy, how many healings have taken place in this room. Everybody that go in this room either come out healed or with the healing anointing to go forth in healing ministries. It's just a powerful place to be. Mm. And the rest of the room are the same way, praise the Lamb of God, depending on. But the thing is to absorb the room, to absorb the spirit of that room. And that's going to be explained. And those that want to go on the tour of the house, they have that prepared for the group if they want to go room to room and understand each room. They do a tour of the entire properties and things of that nature. Music is going to be played almost 24/7 throughout the house. Oh, my goodness. It's a big, giant frat house, and it's across the street from the Wisconsin University of Wisconsin in Whitewater there. It's beautiful. Praise God. And the traffic should be down because school is out, and we shouldn't have that much traffic or trouble in our getting there and getting in and out. Oh, my goodness, I am just excited about the delegates that's going with us, praise the Lamb of God, these 3 days, 3 nights in the sanctuary, soaking in the presence of God. It's a time of soaking. Oh, my goodness, it's going to be wonderful. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what the Lord reveals. Prophet Darrell, you are going to go up another level. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I told you don't mess around with me. I tried to tell Prophet Darrell, don't mess around with me, man. You can't, boy, you can't stay the same being around this man right here. No, no. A change will come over you if you mess around with old Shakespeare. Praise the Lamb of God. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Shalom, that we may be known upon the earth. thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee. O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Shalom. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Hallelujah. That's the 67th Psalm and its entirety. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and the readers of his word for the edification of our souls. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, boy, what an exciting time we've been having. Wait a minute. Who is this? This is like Athelia coming on board. Praise the Lamb of God. Athelia?
Hi, Apostle. Hi, Prophet Darryl.
Hello.
Sanctuary. Yay.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful time. Listen, people of God, we had a wonderful time last night. Mm-hmm. In our midweek or Bible study, our power. I wish I could get all of you all into that, man. You're talking about something awesome. That our power is bomb.com. And we've been studying on preparing the church to be a five-star witness in church. That's what we're doing, bud. And it's going down. People are joining. Praise the Lamb of God. We are now official interracial church. We just took in our Caucasian member. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he's excited about Jesus already. I tell you, people of God, it's a wonderful thing when you're able to teach and see the effects of teaching on your people, in your people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you seeing the Holy Spirit moving, doing what the words say he would do. Praise the Lamb of God. Something powerful happened last night. At the end of the teaching experience, before I get into what I taught about, at the end of the teaching experience, Prophet Darryl, I led the people into praying. Praise the Lamb of God, into a prayer moment, into a worship moment, and surrendering to God and allowing the Lord to give them what they lack when it comes down to the hindrances that preclude us from witnessing. There's so much that comes in our way and so many insufficiencies that the believer think they might have that hinders them from being a witness. And I told them, Prophet Darryl, Athelia, I told them, I said, listen, God wants to fill that empty space. When I said that the Spirit of God just raced over me, praise the Lamb of God and covered me, just like he's doing that, he's coming upon me right now, praise the Lamb of God. And the Lord spoke to me and said, tell the people, watch this, tell the people that I'm blessing them with the blessing of increase.
Ooh.
Amen.
I receive it.
With the blessing of increase. Now,
I receive it in Jesus' name.
Woo-wee. And Prophet Darryl, let me tell you something. When, you know, I made them go into a worship there because I know worship and praise and prayer breeds revelation. And in that atmosphere, the Lord started allowing me to know. Now, he said, they must understand that this is not a one-time increase. Tell
wow.
them I'm blessed, the blessing or the impartation of increase.
Yes, God.
That increase can have continuation, that it can have
perpetual.
Ooh, y'all not listening to the prophet today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise
yes,
the Lamb
God.
Of God.
Ooh,
and we
God.
Spoke that over the people, man, and you talking about a praise and worship session. Lord have mercy. I mean, it was hard to dismiss the saints last night. I couldn't get them out of the sanctuary. I'm telling you, it was a wonderful, wonderful expression of God. Praise the Lamb of God behind our teaching there. Praise the Lamb of God in the Gospel of John as we're teaching them, praise the Lamb of God, witnessing techniques and that nature and giving them tools, nuggets of truths for that campaign. Praise the Lamb of God. We can do all we do and say all we say. If people are not being saved, we're missing the mark.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We can hoop up, jump up and down, run down pews, people shouting and running around in circles, but if the baptism pool is dry.
Exactly.
People are not being converted and born again, then all you doing, your banquets, your teas, your this, that, and nothing. Those are all vain in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. That's all vain.
Sure.
Because our emphasis is in the wrong place.
Sure.
Yeah. Emphasis is in the wrong place. And when your emphasis is in the wrong place, then, praise the Lamb of God, you have a issue, you have a problem. Praise the Lamb. When your priorities is messed up within the framework of our churches, that we care more about our members than we do disciples. We care more about, praise the Lamb of God, raising money than we do about raising people out of the ashes. We care more about no life buzz. I'm going to tell it like it is. Y'all know that. Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God. Yeah. We care more about marketing than making disciples. We market the church, praise the Lamb of God, and all of this, but we don't market salvation. We don't market Jesus. We market our churches, praise the Lamb of God, and get there and don't find Jesus. Hello, Life Up.
Jesus.
And people need to have an encounter with the Christ, hallelujah, that when they see us, when they meet us, that there's something unique and special, praise the Lord, and peculiar, even about us, that allows them to know that we've been with Jesus and that Christ lives within us, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, I tell you, when we come to that place and recognizing what God really wants from us and really wants from the church, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to see souls coming. We're going to see people converted. We're going to see, hallelujah, lives change. And then, people of God, we're going to see the things that we're seeing in our street change. That's the only way the change is going to come. The police, they can't do it. The governor can't do it. President can't do it. You can get all the marching signs you want. It's not going to change the nonsensical deaths and the things that's going on in our community that needs change. What's going to change that is a safe city is a safe city. Hello, Life
Amen.
Buzz.
Amen.
A safe city
yes.
is a safe city. Praise the Lamb
yeah.
of God. Hallelujah. Righteousness exalts a nation.
Amen.
That's the word of God. Righteousness exalts a nation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And until righteousness come, and that's the righteousness of God, not our standard of righteousness, but the righteousness of God, the righteousness of Christ. Hallelujah. When that comes, when it returns, I'll say, praise the Lamb of God, then we will see, hallelujah, peace in the valley. Yes, Lord, we will see it. Hallelujah. All right, it's worship for Wednesday. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm happy to be here with you all. Boy, oh boy, I miss you all. On yesterday, I had to go to a pastor's conference, praise the Lamb of God, that I committed to and, had to go over there and then had to go into the lawyer's office and take care of business with the lawyer and all of that. And, oh, man, I was spinning like a top, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Prophet Dale, I've been dreaming and having visions so until, I'm telling you the truth, my God, my God, my God, hallelujah. And I dreamt last night, Prophet Dale, about what you called and talked to me about, that somebody's in trouble?
Yes, sir.
Hmm. Prophet Dar, I had a dream about that last night. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise God. If I didn't wake up seven times last night, ain't no God in heaven. I'm talking about sitting on there praying. It was going on, I'm telling you. It was going on in my bedroom. I'm telling you, people of God. Hallelujah. The Lord was there, my light and my salvation. Woo! Boy, oh boy, oh boy. One time I sat on the side of the bed, I said, Lord, what is the matter? What's going on? And I just went on in the tongues, Doc, and just pressed my way in, praise the Lamb of God. That's what you're supposed to do when you wake up suddenly out of your sleep. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you sense God in the air. You're supposed to find a place to just give your attention to prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. You may be saving somebody's life, and it could be one of your loved ones. Hallelujah. You never know what you're doing, praise the Lamb of God, when God wakes you up out of your sleep by his Spirit. Praise the Lord. And that's what he did for us. Let's go to prayer. It's prayer time. It is time for us to seek the face of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God on behalf of others today. Yes, Lord, and we want to do that. We want to give God our heart. Yes, we do. We want to give him our attention now and allow his love and his Spirit to move on our behalf. Somebody's sick today. I want to tell you something. Our God is a healer. Our God is a way maker. There's nothing our God cannot do. Praise the Lamb of God. There's nothing our God cannot do. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody here needs a door to open. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody need a breakthrough. I want you to know, hallelujah, that God drives a tractor, praise the Lamb of God, with a wrecking ball on it. There is no door he can't open. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's no door he cannot open. He will roll right over your enemies, praise the Lamb of God, in order to bless you. And you better know what I'm talking about today. Praise the Lamb of God. Our God is awesome in all his ways. Somebody here, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're feeling depressed. You're feeling depressed. You're under the stress. You're under the mess. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to get back on top of your game with God. Hallelujah. Your praise and your worship, hallelujah, leads into the joy that belongs to you, which is your strength. Yes, God, you got to unfocus off the issues. Praise the Lamb of God and in tune yourself in God. There's nothing you can do about it, but God can. God can and God will. Hallelujah. God can and God will. That's the Dolly People saying that. God can and God will. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He'll fix it. Yes, he will. Yes. Yes, he will, prophet. He'll fix it. Praise the Lamb for you. Hallelujah. And so your faith has to be as such. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious. You need a job. God's got one for you. He even has ownership if you need it. Praise the Lamb of God. He can go beyond giving you a job. God can give you ownership. And in this season, I believe God desires for many of us to come into the place of ownership. Hallelujah. Come into the place of ownership. Hallelujah. God today, Althea is coming now, praise the Lamb of God, to lead us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. As we surrender and tell the Lord, I am yours, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes,
hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you glory on this day, this beautiful day, Father God, that you have made in the name of Jesus. We shall rejoice in it and give you glory. Hallelujah, Father God. We bow our heads before you and ask for forgiveness in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you for your mercy, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all that you are doing right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the healing that's going forth, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the renewing of lives, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for the healing that's already gone through the hospitals and the nursing home. We thank you for the longevity of life, Father God. Man thought it was going to be shortened, but you have extended it, Father God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for making a way out of no way in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and honor on this day, Father God. Oh, merciful Jesus, Lord, Savior King, oh, great I am, my almighty God, all seeing God, healer and provider. In the name of Jesus, we blow the shamar to the heavens, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah. We exalt your name. We lift you on high because you are surely great, Father God, and surely mighty, Father God. You don't think evil of us, Father God, but of good in the name of Jesus, Father God. So here we are, Father God, in unity, Father God, one mind and one spirit. Seeking your faith, seeking your heart on this day, Father God. We ask you, open up the heavens, Father God. Pour out your prophetic word, your prophetic blueprint, Father God, over your people in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they may know, Father God, hallelujah, their positioning, Father God, their responsibilities in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for praise and worship, Father God. Let it bubble up. Let it pour out our souls, Father God. Let it flood the throne room where you sit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Receive our worship, receive our praise on this day, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for the spirit that's already saturating all your prisons, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the spirit that's saturating city by city, state by state, nation by nation, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for the spirit of healing, for the spirit of seeking your salvation, for the spirit of saving your people, Father God. Oh, merciful King Jesus, we thank you for the evangelist spirit that's gone forth before all men and women. In the name of Jesus, plucking your people out of the worldly ways, Father God, and cleaning them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory on this day, Father God. We lift you on high. We are here to tell you that we love you. We are here to tell you we need you. We are here to tell you, Father God, we have turned from the world and seeking your grace. In the magnified name of Jesus, we cannot do this alone, Father God. We don't take you for granted, Father God. We are asking you to speak to us, Father God, and we embrace the spirit of obedience, Father God. In the magnified name of Jesus, Father God, we lift up PSMI before you. In the name of Jesus, continue blowing your fresh wind over it, Father God. Continue blessing it indeed in the name of Jesus. Keep it out of hurt, harm, and danger, Father God. And let it not be used, Father God, for anything Father God. In the magnified name of Jesus, open up your perpetual floodgates of financial blessings, Father God. In the name of Jesus, along with your wisdom and your understanding, Father God, and your good stewardship, Father God, that it will continue to multiply and multiply and multiply and multiply and multiply from generation to generation to generation. In the name of Jesus, Father God, wash it in the blood, saturate it in the Holy Spirit. Have your way, Father God. Take over this atmosphere. Let it be conducive for your spirit, Father God, and move, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, because we know it's not by your might, but by your spirit, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Ooh, my goodness. Not by your power, not by might, but by your spirit. Yeah. God, we bless you. Bless you today. Bless your intercessors. Bless your administrators.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. Give them the desires of their hearts. In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Blessings over your people, God. I speak restoration. Oh, God. Yes, God. Yeah, God, that you will give back what the cankerworm, the palmer worm, has devoured. Hallelujah. That you would restore. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Over your people today. Awesome God you are. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, God. We love you, God.
Jesus.
We love you, God. You're God today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. And amen. Amen. Thank you, Ophelia. Praise the Lamb of God for taking us for the King of Kings today. He is an awesome. Oh, my goodness gracious, people of God. You know, I've been challenged a lot with this heat index being so, what it has been here of late, so high, you know, that a lot of humidity. I've been in the air and stuff like that, but the Lord has been good to us. And I thank God, hallelujah, for your prayers. Continue to pray for us. People of God, continue to pray for us also, that the Lord will continue to strengthen. He's doing a wonderful job. Praise the Lamb. I ain't missed nothing yet. I haven't missed a beat. He's doing a wonderful job. Praise the Lamb.
Amen.
And wherein we're, and I'm trying to do my part, you know. So I'll keep on praying for us. Now, let's Prophet Darrell, you were on a very powerful issue yesterday that I talked about maybe a year or two ago here on the show. And matter of fact, we even went into a fast and everything about it, Prophet Darrell. We fasted and prayed for the discipline and the power of control over our tongue. And you were speaking on that yesterday. Am I right, Prophet Darrell?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that was my meditation yesterday. You know, I looked at it again this morning. That was a part of my meditation yesterday that, matter of fact, it's on my telephone. And my telephone's in the other room. But praise the Lamb of God. I forget what it's out of Proverbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Talking about the disciplined tongue. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. What did that word say? I'm going to have to get it. But it had to do, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That a man, praise the Lamb of God, is nothing if he cannot discipline his mouth. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. If control tongue. Praise the Lamb of God. And a lot of us have an undisciplined tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. And that goes, now, a lot of people, now, I'm piggybacking on Prophet Dell because I remember when we went into this, Prophet Dell, it was so powerful. The saints, praise the Lamb of God, was receiving so many blessings. Doors were open. Obstacles were moving out of our way as we embraced this. And, you know, we used the fig tree that Jesus cursed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, we know without faith it's impossible to please God. So I don't care how pure your tongue is and this, that, another, if it's not wrapped in faith. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
That's true.
Then it ain't nothing going to happen no way. Yeah.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God, because faith is that base ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb that you have to have when you're operating in the supernatural. You have to have faith, praise the Lamb of God. you leave home and leave faith at home, you'll have to turn around and go back and
mm-hmm.
get it, because it ain't going to work without it. Praise
mm-hmm.
the Lamb. Hallelujah. It ain't going to work without faith. Praise the Lord. But the discipline that needs to come to us, praise the Lamb of God, is a whole lot of things. Number one, sometimes we get into too much foolish talking, praise the Lamb
yeah.
of God, and too much jesting. Hallelujah. And Paul warns us of this in his epistles about a lot of foolish talking, a lot of jesting, praise the Lamb of God. In other words, these are the things that lead us to speaking negative, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and interacting negatively over each other and around each other. And
right.
then we start saying the wrong things, praise the Lamb of God. We start speaking the wrong things. And these things, now, if it has power, Prophet Cheryl, and Prophet Dale, please jump in here at any time. If it has power in the positive, it has power in the negative.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. Life ups. If it has power when it's disciplined, when your tongue is pure, then it has power when it's impure. It's just in
yeah.
the opposite way.
You know what, Apostle?
Yeah.
You know, because you know the word of God told us, it says, life and death lies in the power
of our tongue.
In other words, he said, I have given you that same power that I deposit in my son. And
right.
we have that same power that God had when he first spoke into creation.
That's right.
But what he said, we got the power to speak those things that be not as though they were. And see, that's why us as being in lead, as most majority, us as being in leadership, we're supposed to teach the people how to control their tongue.
Right.
And a lot of times, Apostle, we can speak a thing over somebody's life, and you know, and it'll manifest right then and there. I look at Shatwan. I look at her. You know, when she obeyed what God had told her in your service, when we was in Detroit, and God told her, he said, lay at your door for 7 days. And what happened? She's married right now today.
My
words
God.
Words have power, and they have a whole lot of meaning.
Yes, Lord. I said something the other day, and the Lord stopped me and said, do not say that again.
Hmm.
I said something about me being depressed. I said, that then depressed me, and the Lord said, don't say that out of your mouth again.
Amen.
He stopped away and told me that. I had to recant my statement.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
You don't want to call anything.
If I didn't recant, and I keep saying it, I find myself in the hospital on medication with a straitjacket on.
Because
I just spoke it all into my life, into my spirit. Our words have power. That I know. Praise the Lamb of God. Our words have power, people of God.
Yeah.
And we must see, it's we cannot discern readily or always when we're speaking out of our spirit and we're just talking off out of our mind, just off the top of your head. But when you speak out of your spirit, man, has power.
Yes.
The power is in your spirit, man.
Ooh.
Not your carnal man.
Wow.
You know what, Apostle?
Yes, sir.
You said, and when you said that, the Lord speaking in my spirit, he said, we even have to be careful when we're speaking in our flesh. Why?
Uh-huh.
All because the Bible says Satan is the god of this world. In other words, he's the god of the flesh. He allowed things to take place in our flesh. So, in other words, even if we speak out of our flesh, the devil will snatch those very words that we speak and work it and use it against us to harm us.
Yeah.
Mm. My God.
And I believe it's so true, Apostle. I believe that, you know, that we really, really have to be careful who we even speak over. Because, see, sometimes, like I was praying for this young man in Indianapolis. He's only 14 years old. He's very rebellious and everything. And we would get up, because, you know, Indianapolis is an hour ahead of us. And I would get up every morning praying with him and fasting for him and praying for him. And it just seemed like the more we prayed, the more we fast, the worse that he got. And the Lord told me, he said, stop praying for him. He told me to stop praying for him all because God could not move and show him who he is. He listened to the prophet, but he's not listening to the God that's in the prophet.
My God.
And so God stop praying for him so he can move.
Jesus.
Mm. Well, this song is a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing, and it's prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. It's lodged in the prophetic. And we have to be very careful because it will make things come to pass in the positive and in the negative. And so you want to watch the door of your mouth. You want to watch that gate real seriously. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just as important as stuff that you take into your spirit. You have to watch what comes out of that mouth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, I tell you, because it takes on form and shape in the spirit realm, in the thing that's going to manifest in the scene somewhere. And all of us has planted this seed at one time or another. But, you know, I really get high off of, praise the Lamb of God, Jesus telling them that you had the faith of a mustard seed, you can say to yonder's mountain to be cast into the sea, and it will obey your voice. That's powerful right there, Doc.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. But we must condition things. You know, a lot of times we say things that we read out of the Bible and we're not conditioning it in the setting in which Jesus said it. And who he said it, some things he said to his disciples that only work for disciples.
Okay.
Okay, I said something right there. Some things only work for disciples, and the majority of people who call themselves a believer is not a disciple.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Hello, Light Buzz.
Teach Apostle.
They have not denied themselves. They have not taken up the cross and followed him daily. Praise the Lamb of God. They have not surrendered all. They have not forsaken all to follow Christ and to do his will. That disqualifies you as a disciple if you're not that way.
My Lord.
That you're at the feet of Jesus taking up his yoke and learning of him. That disqualifies you as a disciple. Praise the Lamb of God. There are some things Jesus told his disciples. I call them special disclosures. That he disclosed to them. He didn't disclose to the masses. He didn't do it on the Mount of Olives. He said when he called his disciples unto him, he said, you got to watch what you're reading. When nobody around that fig tree but Jesus' disciples.
Okay.
When he told them that. When Jesus told them, ask what you will. in my name. He was talking to his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
He said only his disciples were there.
That's true.
It was a special disclosure. A special impartation. A special revelation concerning what you can do because of your relationship with me.
Wow.
Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
Now, see, I'm on this kick right now, but because, you know, I've been surveying and I've been watching, and I see all these members of churches, praise the Lamb of God, and it seems like the more members we have, the less power is in the church.
Wow.
You go in some storefronts with about 15, 20 people in there that's serious about God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you may wind up on your face.
All right.
And can't get up.
That's true.
To the weight of the glory. But you go in some of these churches with 500,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000 folks, they sitting up in there like they're at a movie.
Yep, at a concert.
And they act that way. They don't speak to you enough.
No.
Church, get out there, hit the door, go into the parking lot.
That's it.
I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God. So we got to be on membership and discipleship. Which one are you?
Wow.
Hallelujah. Which one are you? Jesus said, my yoke upon you. He said, follow me. Come on now.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
Do you know some people follow men more than they follow Jesus?
That is true. That is really true.
They'll follow a man all the way to another country. And can't follow Jesus to the tithe box.
Wow.
Hello, light bulb.
That's true.
That's right. I'm just being honest and serious, people of God. Hallelujah. You know, there's no sense in us fooling ourselves into making us believe that we're something that we're not. Praise the Lamb of God. There's no, and then when something don't work for us, then we wanna kick in the floor like a little kid and act like God ain't real and it didn't work for me. You didn't qualify. You think he's just going to let you experience all this power and all of this glory and all of these signs and wonders and miracles? He's just going to let you experience them because you walked in church and sat in a seat and said, okay, I want to join church?
Nope.
Mm.
And you haven't had no personal encounter with the Christ? You never repented. See, y'all know I'm big on repenting of sins and turning from them.
That's right.
Shakespeare big on it. Because there are saints sitting up in the church who have never repented.
That is true.
Never repented.
Yep.
Because somebody took them in church too fast.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get them numbers.
Never repented. Error code 11111111. This used to be your number, girl, not somebody else's guy. Who's calling with 7 1s?
Good afternoon.
Hi, this is Prophetess Turner in Michigan.
Hi, Prophetess. How are you doing?
God bless you, man of God. I just saw your post and I had time to call in.
Well, praise God. We thank you for being here with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're in a good, heated discussion here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. About about membership and discipleship. Membership of the church, discipleship, hallelujah, and the power that is released to us. Prophet Dale did a powerful thing on the tongue yesterday, and the power of the tongue, praise the Lamb of God. And I come back to tell them it ain't going to work for everybody, because Jesus, when he was talking about moving mountains and all of this, and ask what you will, and when you pray, say, he was talking to the disciples. He wasn't talking to the masses.
Yes, absolutely.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we must understand what discipleship is, daily following. And when you can go
absolutely
from week to week without praying and getting in the presence of God, you're not a disciple.
Right.
A disciple spend time with Jesus every day.
That's true.
Oh, you got quiet on the set. Praise the Lamb of God.
That's so true.
The church, they throw their Bible in the trunk of the car.
Wow.
Back out to next Sunday. You're not a disciple. A true disciple's life source is the Word of God. If you don't get some Word in you every day, you feel like you ain't ate a meal, like you have not eaten.
That's true.
Okay.
At least that doesn't. I only can go by my experience. I have to get some Word in me every day.
Amen.
If I don't get into the presence of the Lord every day, I feel my spiritual equilibrium is off.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go into the presence of God. See, you're a disciple then. You're following hard after God. But if you can go 3 or 4 days without praying and stuff, and it don't bother you, you ain't experienced what I experienced. Hallelujah.
Wow.
I'm telling you. I need the quickening every day. I need the Holy Ghost to come upon me every day.
Amen.
At least once. At least once. I need to feel the handshake. I need to feel the embrace.
Absolutely.
I need to feel his arm around me. I need to feel his hand on my head. I need to feel it. Hallelujah. I need that charge. That energy, that life force that comes from God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't understand, but I'm a Christian, I'm this, I'm that, and you ain't picked up your Bible all week long. What?
And it has dust on it.
And then you can go, and then you think, because you showed up at church and sat there and didn't understand nothing the preacher said. Because you was too busy texting on your cell phone with three people. And now you out and going back, and you telling people, oh, yeah, I went to church today. What did you gain?
Wow.
Right. Did it profit you to go?
Mm-hmm.
You even worship. Did you really worship God? Or was you going there to get you a high?
Malice.
See, when I come to worship, I go to get God high, not me.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's what we mess up at when we come together as believers in worship. That's about God. That's about making God feel good, not you. It just so happens that when we do worship, that he inhabits our praises. And that was make us feel good. Because of his presence. But your purpose is to go with the corporate man into the presence of God together. And that's why we have so much trouble in our churches trying to coerce people, lift your hand, say this, say that, high five them. We got to do everything to get the body to work together. And you still got some folk just sit there and look like ain't nothing going on. They ain't going to join in. They're going to break the unity of oneness. Like it can't happen without them. That's a sad church.
Yeah.
That's a sad situation. When we think we're supposed to go to church to get what we want. We come to church looking for inspiration. I need to be lifted. I need that's not why you're supposed to be coming.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to get your lift in your prayer closet.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, somebody ain't gonna like me. See, men and traditions have designed the church for you to be on dope. They use it like a house. That's the way they want you to feel about it.
You
got to come there to get something from them that you can't get from nobody else.
Wow.
When you can get it in your own prayer garden. You can get it in your own prayer place. You can get it in your own word. When you come to church, you're supposed to go there, and because we worship God and praise God, the revelation of the word comes back and God speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Prophetic word, not sermons.
Oh,
Jesus.
That
may be a prophetic sermon, as we might, you know, title it, but it's a word in season. Mm-hmm. It's something that's life-changing. It's something that causes us to be challenged to the next level in God, to push us into a deeper walk with Christ, a deeper dimension. It ain't all this foolishness, all this research, all these statistics. It's the very word of God becoming rhema in our hearing. Oh, boy, I shouldn't have said. See, Prophet, they always mess up everything, I tell you. Lord, we
it's
be going
on. Right.
It's real.
It's real. It's true.
It's real truth.
The truth is set free.
Hallelujah.
Men of God, I've had so many to say, you know, when you are speaking on what you just said about being in the presence of the Lord and sharing in the word of God and just loving on him. You are labeled as being deep. And I've also seen where you're in the house of the Lord and you're selected to participate with scripture or, you know, scripture or somewhat like that. And they said, well, you're not deep enough if you're not quoting the scripture without the book in your hand. We have so many hang-ups that this is what I'm hearing you say. You hear it even in the music where people are so churched out of church activity and all of these type things where we're not allowing God to be God and for the power of God to overtake. And I think even in a meeting just a couple weeks ago, I said to them, I'm not impressed because God said something to me concerning a meeting. And I think some of the staff that was working with me were offended of the building. And it was a beautiful building. And I think it was different from what they were used to. And the Spirit kept saying, do it. And the Holy Ghost said, do it. Just do it. And I was really just going to embrace some leaders that I've known for a while, just wanted to encourage them and fellowship in the morning Eucharist, Holy Eucharist service. And they said, that's beneath you. That building doesn't even, that doesn't represent who you are. I said, I'm just going to worship him. I've seen more anointing in this storefront than in some of the cathedrals in this city. And so I'm not moved by that. And there was such a move of God in the pastor there, the bishop. He was saying how God touched him to the point he began to just weep on his knees, just weep and say, thank you all for praying, because he said there was an apostle that came to pray for him. And he said after they left, his body was so in pain, and he had all these ailments and all these successions of events with doctors that he was afraid to even say their name because he felt that something demonic had touched his body. And so we prayed, and the apostle prayed, and this man was delivered. His wife was delivered. People were delivered. People were saved. People were set free. The prophetic gift was released. The young people were just sitting there. There was such an outpour, and God is moving all over the globe.
Yes,
and
he is.
We have to move by his command, not what we think we know or what we have seen him do in times past, but what he wants to do even now. And so
yes, Lord.
I'm sitting here, and for me to see your post was a miracle. Because of where God has me right now. And I said, I want to call in, and I wanted to listen. But the Lord says, no, I want you to join in and hear what the man of God has to say. Because I'm for God and what God is doing and what God wants and his desire in this last day hour. It's not about us. It's a really serious time in this dispensation that we really get in God and really be and do what he's called us to do. I'm appalled at some of the things that we say are God, but they're literally fundraisers, total fundraisers.
That's
and if
all
God
they
gives
are,
a strategy, yeah, if God gives you a strategy to do something, then do that. If that's something that's going to bring abundance in a financial way and monetary gifting to your ministry, do that. But don't fleece the people of God and say it's God,
right.
Because I've seen none of those things come to pass. And so we must operate in the word
program,
of God.
A 7-3 program, just to get the same people back, get more money out of their pockets. That's fleecing. Thank God. That is not God. And I'll tell anybody that.
Okay.
Every Sunday, you having a different type of function.
Yeah.
Every Saturday is a tea. It's a this. It's a banquet. It's an appreciation. And you want to call it God. That ain't God. That's fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be understood. And some of them doing revivals that way. Revivals have become fundraisers. And that's why they don't have the impact that they're supposed to have.
Hmm.
Because they've become fundraisers.
Yep.
When I click.
They're more concerned about money than souls.
Yeah.
You mentioned
and everybody got a gimmick. Raise the money.
Yeah.
The Lord told me this. The Lord told me that. The Lord told me this, but he didn't tell you nothing about sin. He didn't told you nothing about all of this perversion. He didn't told you nothing about living right. He ain't told you nothing about sanctification. All he talked to you about is how to raise money. You a lie. The truth is not in your mouth.
Jesus.
When I clicked in, I heard you say the word life-changing. And, man of God, life-changing is there is a change. You leave change. You leave wanting to change. You leave with a repentant heart. You leave,
exactly.
You know, you come in a homosexual and leave saying, I got to change. I got to do something different. I don't shout on top of my mess and leave the same. And so that's what God wants to change.
Mm-hmm.
At least the seed is planted to change, you know?
Yeah. Prophet Dale, we got us a new one. Shouting on top of my mess.
That's all I got. That's all I heard you say. Like, that's it, Lord. That's all I want. I mean, even as a leader.
Shouting on top of my mess and leave with the mess still under my feet.
I probably had more.
Yes.
Lord, how much? Go ahead, Prophet Turner.
I remember being offended. I mean, you know, my leaders were offended because I was a leader and I wanted, you know, deliverance. I wanted to make sure, you know, my heart was in right standing with God and nothing, you know, was in the way of God. And I had some leaders to pull me back, and I'll never forget this. And they were saying, you can't do that. I said, what do you mean? You can't stand before the people of God and say, you know, this, that, and others attacking you. I'm like, well, why not? Leaders need to be delivered too.
Right.
Leaders need prayer. Leaders need deliverance.
Yeah.
Leaders need healing.
Yeah.
Leaders
yeah.
need to be set free, whether it's personal, emotional, mental. It could be my marriage. It could be my money. It could be me just being disobedient. I need freedom. And so God says, see, this is crazy. And so even now with me, and I promise you, I don't know how to be so private. It's killing me. Because I've worked with an organization 3 years, and I've watched people, leaders and the people, really go through to the point, man of God, that everything, the whole scenario of everything, the top label of everything was money.
Money, 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 money.
Money. It was like, we need to do this, and this is the goal. And I'm saying, but what about the souls? What about, well, don't you need members at your church? Well, aren't we going to pray for the people? I mean, you done had services 3 nights. Now, I'm talking to bishops and leaders. We've had services. You know, I said, well, maybe, Lord, they got a little caught up and they forgot. I said, maybe I need to go to them. We've had service 3 nights in a row, and no one extended the hand of grace to any sinner in here or anyone that wanted to come back or anyone that was backslidden. When we get so caught up that you forget who God is and the principle of why we're here. And so it became tiring for me. I came in the door full of energy, full of spiritual momentum, just radical all my life. And this thing knocked me down to the point I'm like, Lord, and I'm watching the leaders die. I'm watching them have heart attacks and strokes, and they're in rehab. And the Lord said, because I'm not having my way, no one's letting me have my way. And so I began to pray, and I began to go and reach and touch the leaders and said, no, it's not the will of God for you to die. No, it's not the will of God for you. And I literally, and this is something that the Lord shared. He said, I went to New York and I went to check on my daughter. And I was praying for a young lady that was literally dying. And they said, there's no way she's coming out of hospice. No one in this hospital has ever come out of hospice with this condition. And God brought her out of hospice. This young lady gave her life to God. She's very well-renowned. But she wasn't in God, and she began to worship God and want more of God. Well, I began to pray because God kept dealing with me with her, and she's, you know, you probably hear her voice on commercials and everything. This thing was so heavy on me when I left that when I got there, being that my daughter, this was her boss's daughter, she says, Mom. She had been telling me all the time, pray for this young lady, pray for this young lady, Mom. So when I finally went there and met her, I was able to go to her and anoint her and pray for her. But when I came back, the weight of everything that I left and the weight of the ministry was still here. And it was like a triple form of drama and pain and burden to the point I literally just didn't feel well. And I had several meetings and I had to regroup, and I never could regroup. I could never bounce back. And I said, something's wrong. And I went to the hospital, and they said, Ms. Turner, you're having a heart attack. I'm dealing with my leaders having a heart attack. I prayed for our leader who literally just had a heart attack. I'm praying because God kept saying he's going to have a heart attack. He said, you need to pray and you need to tell him to eat right because he's not eating right. And he needs to slow down and he needs to pray for the people. And he needs to quit traveling all over the world and be a bishop and be a bishop to the people. And so it was just attack after attack. But, man, God, the whole our meetings are 4 and 5 hours long. And the message is, what can we do to create more monetary, you know, gift? What can we do to create money? What is the goal, man of God? Well, it's 80,000. It's 100,000. Each service must have 20,000. So I began to say, God, you know, what do you want? Because I gave up everything and sold everything to help make it better. And I just, the Lord says, no, I didn't want you to do that. You did that
because
you loved me.
Well, let me say something that goes on also. There's a competitive spirit within the churches and these pastors and these bishops. Who got the biggest church? Who built a church? This, that, another. And I have been in the company. I remember one guy bought a building and remodeled it and all that. And then that wasn't enough for him, so he built this church. And then he comes to me, and we talked one night. He said, I built this church. That's better than what so-and-so did, ain't it? And I sat there and hit me.
That's when you know.
And this happened. And then we want to put God on. The Lord told me to build this. The Lord told me to build this. Get people to buy into the vision. And this, that, and another. And then I'm just a firm believer. If God give you a building, God going to pay that mortgage.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because the blessing comes without sorrow.
Yes.
Don't talk to me.
I went through that. I literally went through that. It was so embarrassing where if you say, Providence, I need you. What do you need me to do, man of God? I need you to get me some supporters and some people to sow into this vision. Okay, well, what is it that you need? Well, we're going to build this wailing wall, and we want those that anyone can give. Well, we want donors that can give a set amount of 1,000, 5,000, 10,000.
Wow.
And then you can have your name on this. It's going to be like, you know, the little metal thing where they put like maybe a billion names on there.
The
name
for a wailing wall in a Christian church.
Right.
This was going to be a prayer wall, a memorial prayer wall in memory of, just say, someone like your mom or your pastor or your child or something that was meaningful to you, that you say, well, I'm going to give this to build this school in the name of the Lord, and I'm going to give this. Maybe they're not passed away. Maybe you want to give, and you want the Turner family or the Rockefeller family, whomever, to invest in the kingdom. And so when I went to all of these corporations, I went to corporations like Macy's, Target, and Coca-Cola, and UAW. They gave $5,000 and $10,000. So after a while, when you give people a set date that when this wall is going to be erected, you want to, they all you promised her of the wall. Well, you haven't taken the pictures because there are no pictures. There is no wall. And so what do I tell these people with these $5,000, $10,000 gifts that there is no wall in the name of the Lord? So who are we? Are we who we say we are? Or are we just shamming? Oh, because you guys were fat with another bishop and you decided to
invest
in.
Oh, these callers coming on here to say that. You got these lighting up these lines. They want to join in this conversation.
God said it. I'm telling you, I do this for different leaders. I set these things up, but I never get an opportunity to call in. And so this is my day. This is my day for me in the Lord. I know you and I trust you, and I know the track record of the Lord concerning your life.
Hallelujah.
And so I'm at a place where I'm saying, God, you know, they said, well, what are you doing? Well, God, I've been serving for 25 years. I've been building other people's ministries. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. And he said, but I want you to do what I want you to do.
You want me to tell you something? You and I are on the same exact page.
This is what he said. And when he said it, I said, oh, God, I'm tired. Lord, I love you the rest of my days and serve you the rest of my days. God gave me a $9 million home. Gave me.
God.
And
my
I
God.
Gave it to my bishop. I gave it to my church. And now, you know, I can't even tell people the condition of just my life, of my welfare, because I trust him. Because, you know, you may not understand it, but the city where I'm from Michigan. I wasn't raised in Detroit, but I was a known preacher in Detroit, a young preacher, evangelist in Detroit. And I was just taught, you just don't go around everybody when everything ain't well with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so my thing is, Lord, you could send me to Africa. I could walk the streets of Detroit. It don't make no difference to me. I know you're coming. You promised that you were coming back again. And you're not coming for a whimsical church or a weak church or a church that's playing games, a church that's conning people. You're not coming back for a BET church, an entertainment church. You're coming back for a victorious, glorious church that have done the work. And when you said that about the disciples, he's calling for those that will have a love and a passion to carry out the work in the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We done been through the gator days and the suits and the that's nothing to God. You can
Hallelujah.
Have a plethora of all those things, and now
Hallelujah.
It's a Bentley spirit rolling. And that God don't care.
Oh, gee, and that's
God
the
don't
wrong.
Care.
If
you want that, he wants you to have it, but he don't want you to love that more than him.
Right?
Can you pick up your
it
church mothers
right,
on Sunday?
Everybody can't have one, and so now you got these apostles and these bishops and everything. Everybody want a Bentley to be like somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
But can you pick up your church mother in that Bentley?
This man over here got 30,000 members. If all of them give him a dollar in his love offering every Sunday, his Bentley paid for.
Okay.
Now you got 100 members, and you want them to buy you a Bentley.
Right.
And
well,
half of them
I
are welfare.
I see some
and
of
half of them are welfare.
And they got a Bentley in the back of the 2x4 building.
And half of them in on welfare. That's not right.
And that's exactly what I'm saying. Why your mothers can't buy their prescriptions and they got to catch the bus or they got to sit on the side and wait for Sister So-and-so to take them
right.
home in her
exactly.
little car. She barely don't have no gas.
There
what
you
is
go.
The problem?
That's not right. That's
there
not right.
is a problem.
That's
because, oh, so now everybody's singing. Everybody's CDing, making music. God loves that. Make music. But sow it into the kingdom. We're a rich kingdom. We're not a broke kingdom. This is a rich kingdom.
Sowing it into their pocket. You better
all
know where it's going.
Riches.
It's going in their pocket. It ain't going
yeah,
in their pocket.
Yeah.
It missed
yeah,
that right now. The kingdom missed that one. Hold on, sweetheart. Hold on. I'm so happy. Woo-wee. Boy, oh, boy, you excited me. Let me get this. I'm trying to get some. We got some other callers that want to join in. And this is a talk show, so we got to entertain them. This is another 1111111. Your mic is high. 7-1s, your mic is hot.
Hello?
Yes, who's calling?
Oh, this is Evangelist Lasagna Michelle. I didn't know my number came up as ones.
Yeah.
But I basically just want to say this is a day and age where nobody wants God. They want the things of God. Nobody's praying anymore. Nobody is casting out anymore. And it's all about position now and what people see them as or someone seeing them as having so many power, so much power, but then when you step up and you say, no, I'm not going to have anything to do with that because that's not God, then they want to call you a witch because you calling them
mm-hmm.
out.
Yeah.
And One thing about me, I don't have a problem with telling people when they're off. I don't have a problem with telling people, no, that's not God, but I don't do it in such a way where I'm going to embarrass somebody. I will tell them as discreetly as I possibly can, but if you make me say it out loud, then I'm going to say it out loud because you pushed me to do so. But these days, Chicago has so much killing going on, and I love Chicago. And I had no intentions on coming back to Chicago. But God sent me back, and I cried the day I came back. But now I realize because I'm bold enough to walk on these sidewalks and pray and pull down strongholds. But then when you ask someone to pray with you, the next thing they want to say is, can you come to my function and can you give this much? No, I'm not going to give you one red penny. Get out there on these streets and pray for these kids.
Jesus. It is true.
Oh,
you want your power. Call down that Cain spirit.
Yeah.
Cast down that Cain spirit. Cast down that spirit of Herod. Don't you see what's going on? Chicago needs rain almost every day. And they so crazy they can't see that we are built on water. We might not have had a tsunami and we might not have had a Hurricane Katrina, but guess what? God said he won't destroy the earth by flood, but he didn't say he wouldn't destroy a nation or a city by flood. We can sink at any time.
Yeah, there you go.
And if baby, as a prophet, everybody on here know that has been on this show know it. There is a visitation coming to Chicago.
How y'all will shout out?
Jesus, yeah.
I'm just going to name the blood.
You know
the
what?
The innocent blood that has been shed. God's going to redeem that blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. God is going to redeem that blood. All this systemic evil that we're seeing, you just as sure as I'm speaking to you today, when God comes through Chicago, it's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Sure enough.
And when he gets finished, the church is going to be full.
Sure enough. Because you know what, Father?
Yes. Praise the Lamb of God.
That
spoke this.
What the Lord has spoke that thing. You know, and people, and when I spoke it, and I think I've spoken on the show, when the Lord said that this year will be the year that he will come through Chicago to where, therefore, when you walk out your house, you're going to smell nothing but blood.
My God, that don't look shy.
He told me that he was coming, but he's getting his remnant out. That's why it's so many in time, his people that have been laboring for real, people that have been seeking him, he's moving them out of the way. Like he told he told Lot and his wife and kids to get out of Sodom.
Mm-hmm.
When he told them to leave Sodom, he destroyed the whole Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing. And the Lord had already showed me. He said that this is going to be a season that people is going to be on TV talking about my child this, my child that. And there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be getting killed. He told me that. And you came back, Apostle, and you said, I don't know, I can't remember the word that you said, but it's going to be, the hospital is going to be overcrowded. The morgue is going to be overcrowded.
They're going to need makeshift morgues and everything over there.
Thousands
are going to die in one day.
Michigan, they was talking about like 200 or 300 bodies that have been identified.
Or in L.A., Coast, East Coast.
Wow.
God's coming. Because we will not heed the warning.
Yep.
We will not heed the warning. Sending the tornadoes, he's sending the hurricanes, and he spare lives, and we will not heed the warning. We still won't repent.
Jesus.
It's true.
And we'll give the credit to this cold front that came down and all of this kind of stuff. And nobody is giving it to the God of heaven. But I promise you, I promise you, every knee going to bow.
Yes.
Every tongue going to confess.
Yes.
Lord told me several years ago, before I lose America, I destroy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. It is so.
Before I lose, he said it like a man who was jealous over his wife. Before I lose America, I'll destroy. That's what the Lord said. And everybody know he is a jealous God.
Yes,
he is.
Now, he done told us he is a jealous God. We got all these idols from American Idol on. And we idolizing ourselves. Yeah.
That's true.
And all of this, we done stole the church from Jesus. We serve the Holy Ghost with an eviction note. We establish our own righteousness and our own way in the church. And men sitting up on thrones playing God in the house of God.
Jesus.
And no matter what the Bible say, they do it their way.
Jesus.
And they after what they want. But I tell you this, it's going to be some shutdowns and some sit outs. Watch what I tell you. Some of these going to shut down. Ain't nobody going to believe that the number of members that man had, he don't have one today. They're not going to believe it. If it was told in their ears, they wouldn't believe it. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. My sister Evangelist, we thank you for being here. Boy, I wish y'all women of God would partner with us. We trying to get this word out, and we trying to make a change. Hallelujah. A change. Sylvia, your mic is hot. Bertha Pruitt, Prophetess, your mic is hot also. I want you all to know y'all mics are hot. Praise the Lamb of God. Our daughters in the ministry. Well, I just want, this is so fruitful, and I know it's somewhat away from what we started, Prophet Daryl, but this is so fruitful because I've been talking about this, and everybody go quiet on me. And this, that, another, and then I get word back. Oh, they don't want to invite you because you polluting the minds of them. Are you polluting people's mind with the truth?
Oh my God!
Wow.
I am I polluting with the truth?
It's true.
How do you pollute with truth?
The truth for them.
Daryl, Prophet Daryl has. Oh, wait a minute, everybody. Go ahead, Prophet Daryl.
I have got to the point, I don't care if you don't invite me to your church. I don't care if I don't ever stand in your pulpit, because guess what? It's a big old huge pulpit right out there on them streets.
Yeah.
And I get up every morning.
That's right,
apostle,
God.
And I believe you, man of God. I believe you, apostle. I get up every morning. Lord, what can I do today to encourage somebody, to help somebody? To know that you are a true and living God. Ha! Shenanda Bahova. He is going to take back. He's going to take back everything that man has taken away from him.
Oh, he's going to get it back. He's a recovering God. He get that. Don't you dare worry about that part of it. Hallelujah. When God wants what he wants, he gets it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
So merciful, he gives them time, the space to repent. He gave Jezebel space to repent. Giving them time to repent. He wants their eyes to open.
Jesus.
But they will not.
Ooh.
So he put on his war clothes.
My God.
Yeah, I couldn't find the man. I went and put on my war clothes.
Okay, well,
standing
I'll
get
out.
Make up the hate.
Right.
Okay.
And I want you all to know this, people of God. Again, I sound the warning. But again, I say, the blood of Jesus that's on the doorpost, your heart, and on your families, the Lord say, when he see the blood, he'll pass over.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about it. He's going to pass over. Now, there's going to be some people you know to know that's going down in the grave.
Jesus.
But it ain't going to come near you.
Jesus.
You know, prophet.
He said, some of them you're going to know and you're going to think that they love me, but they never knew me.
Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
And they're going down in the grave.
My God.
Jesus.
That's why I've been preaching about hypocrisy and this apostasy of God. Hypocrites sit up in the house of God pretending they saved. And another group that's a falling away from the faith. They don't even believe the word no more. Why would you try to change the very word of God?
Jesus.
Won't believe.
Man of God, I have ministered to so many men and women of God that feel that way. They love God, but it's like they're saying to me that they feel that God pulled them out of the assembly of the people. Because when you're reared and trained and taught in the Holy Ghost, in the Word, and to be able to discern what's God, what's you know, the flesh, what's the devil, and then you watch leaders that have taught and trained you what's God and what's not, and you see them fellowshipping with the same spirit that they told you wasn't God. Now,
Lord.
I remember having a great teacher that taught us the do's and the don'ts, you know, the blessings and the curses, how not to mix holy with profane. Well,
right.
When you list what's profane, then you know, these are the dark, damnable of spirits. Now, over here is light. But now, because, and the Lord said it to me through the recession that we went through. He said, now you notice that the pastor that didn't fellowship this denomination didn't fellowship with that denomination, and he said, now everybody, and this one he really revealed it. He said, it's about the money, daughter. He said, now it don't matter if you Baptist, Episcopalian, just come in here. And let's fellowship, because I got to meet this quota every Sunday. You
That's
to be,
right.
And really, and it was the Baptist. You saw people that wasn't on other folks' agenda. Now they on their program. Now we having a conference, Kojic and Baptist. I've never seen it, but now you got all of this going on. So they were saying to me, prophetess, because it's like the leaders don't have discernment. My own daughter came home weeping. And I says, what's wrong? You know, I had to go out that particular Sunday, and she came home, and she went to worship and came back, and she literally cried. I mean, weeping, crying. Daughter, what's wrong? Mom, you won't believe this. You won't believe this. I said, well, what is it? Because something really has you in tears. What is it? She says, I went to church. And I said, did you go to church? She says, yes. I went to church, and I got there a few minutes late, so I ended up having to sit in the balcony. But I saw a friend that I went to school with that, you know, she was in college at the time, and her second college, and she's seen a friend, and she says, my friend says, oh, I want you to meet my fiance. And Erica's like, oh, wonderful, that's great. And so she says, well, I'm going to sit over here. And she said, there, I'm going to wave my hand, so you walk over to us and say hello. So she says, Mom, after, you know, I want you to take a picture with us. I want you to come to our wedding. And she says, that's great. You know, a guy she went to school with. And she went over. She was like, Mom, and I'm saying hello to this young lady, because another young lady was standing there. And he was like, oh, no, this is my fiancé. It was a gentleman that was his fiancé. And she was like, but, Mom, they was hugging throughout the whole service, and I couldn't figure it out. I thought maybe they were brothers, cousins, something, you know. She said, Mom, they were hugging throughout the service. And then this other couple comes down, and this is my best man and his wife, like that. And it was another man.
And she said, "Mama, I didn't know what to say. I was just baffled. I didn't know what to say, but hello." And I said, "This is crazy because this is at my grandma's church." And then I said, "Well, you need to go talk to grandma. You know, you need to tell grandma to tell her bishop that they need to fix some stuff, you know." And she was afraid because she said, "Ma, this is the deal.
The Antichrist signed off on it." When the Pope,
but I've noticed, man of God,
the Pope,
they've been posting it. I don't know if anybody been seeing it, but it's been subliminal messages about what they're for. And you know, they're not against. It's okay. I mean, God loves everyone, and God is open to everyone.
He didn't have no plan. When you don't speak against something, or you don't speak up for something, then it's consent. And that's what
Absolutely.
The Pope did.
Absolutely.
He wasn't going to say nothing about it. It's consent. But now they're trying to change the Bible.
Wow.
To take out and sleep with a man, he is to be stoned to death. And outside the camp and stoned to death.
Jesus.
Likewise, as a woman lay with a woman.
Absolutely. And so
take out this thing God said he ate. They want to take out in the New Testament, they want to take out what Paul says, and we know no homosexual will enter into the kingdom of God.
Absolutely. And so the true disciples are like appalled, like, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. It's everywhere. It's everywhere, woman of God. I said, but,
everywhere,
you know,
and they're making it
we
more
have
acceptable.
So-
Through
yes.
our television
and so
media.
It makes the real saint uncomfortable because then you're giving me watered-down gospel.
Right.
You're giving me watered-down songs. You don't even say Jesus. You're saying him or he.
Right.
You're not
and then,
saying,
you know, and that's our contemporary, what they call contemporary Christian music. It's not even Christian no more. They mention Jesus. They don't mention the Lord. Or you can make it a love song to your sweetie, or
a ballad.
You can, or
yeah,
it's a manipulation. It's a manipulation, and since we have all of these acceptances, and we did not do, I'm throwing my hat right on my hat right in the ring. We do from the beginning. What should have been done when we these homosexual musicians, what happened? Couldn't have been hiring them in the church.
That's true.
To direct choirs and stuff.
Well, you know, they dropping dead on organs. Well, you know, I didn't experience it the last year. They ain't been saying a lot, but you know, a lot of suicides been going on.
There's
people
a lot of
dropping
and,
dead in the pool.
Oh. Somebody's
they've been
outside.
Dropping dead in pulpits. They've been laying. They've been, you know, on the organs leaving here.
Right.
While they playing, while everybody's jumping, you know.
And we got another call. Bertha, is you trying to say something, Sylvia?
Yes, Prophet. I just wanted to say I've been listening. I'm the one outside because I'm not at home. I was listening to Prophet Turner, and it was just confirmation to what the Lord has told me. God gave me a word from Habakkuk. The first chapter, don't stop building your spiritual homes. Even though we see what's going on in the church, we see all the compromising, we see things that are not going right, that we know are not right, it's not supposed to stop us from building our spiritual houses. It's supposed to make us grow stronger and more determined to be what God has called us to be, because our mission has not changed. Matthew 28:9-20 tells us to go ye therefore into all the world.
Yes.
Teaching. That's the mission, to call the lost and the sinners to Christ. God says he's tearing down these mega churches. We don't have to worry about that because his hand is moving. He's establishing the order back into the house of God. But what we have to do is make sure we're in position, we're shifting with the change, and we're yet letting God abide in us, because we can't stop homosexuality.
Yes.
Only God can stop that. But we must pray that God contain that spirit until it is out of the church when he comes back and raptures the saints. But until God comes back, we as a body must continue to be treasure of our own house. Make sure we're right and we're in right standing with God. And if I'm in a church home and I see something ain't right, I'm going to get up and move. I don't have to pray and ask God to move me. My common sense tells me if the teaching is not right, it's time to move on.
Wait a minute, and I agree with you totally, but let me interject this. Two things.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you cannot help church by leaving the church. That's number one. God needs some of us to stand as a light in darkness. Number two, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our witness, if we're going to stay there, must be a pure one.
Yes.
And we must understand the gospel of God, Jesus Christ, every type of sinner, you don't have to call out their sin. They know it.
That's right.
Ding dong, the witness died and broke her back. The gospel of repentance fits everybody.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
It ain't got to be tailored special for nobody.
Okay.
When you hear the word repent of your sins, God has put a monitor in every man's bosom to know what wrong is.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But let me tell you what our problem is. We are not transforming the saints. We let them join church without joining Christ. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Hello, light bulbs.
Praise God.
Amen.
Not deny the power of the word.
That's
you
right.
Can't tell me God won't transform you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
If you repent and turn from it, God will regenerate you.
Yes, he will.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Glory to Jesus. I know
I just
told you. And that the gospel fits. Everybody. You ain't got to stand up, call nobody out or nothing.
That's right.
Repent.
Jesus.
Repent. Turn from your wicked ways.
Yeah.
That fits everybody. If a hornbongler in there, he know it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Drug user in there, he know it. He here too.
Yes.
Because that's the way the Spirit of God works.
Amen.
You ain't got to call nobody out.
Leaders, you guys continue.
We got to preach the gospel. That's what we got to do.
Continue.
Right.
The gospel
like
of God.
People are dying that don't know God. Don't even know why he got it.
Don't know God.
That's right.
Sitting in church and don't know God.
Right.
I'm leading my people into a deeper relationship with Christ.
Yes,
you sure are. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Power of God is meeting us every time we come together.
Yes, it is.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Teaching witness. I'm teaching them not to be members, but disciples, and to follow Christ daily.
Yes.
And I'm teaching my members. We're going through the book of Acts. We're going to do it like the church did.
Yes.
And God is empowering, and we are seeing signs, wonders, and miracles right amongst us. The Lord is doing so much until it's crazy. Right amongst us, praise the Lamb of God. Because we believe God. We believe God. Hallelujah. Now, Sister Turner came on here talking about all the support, blah, blah, blah. It's a shame that people won't support the truth. We have been so gimmicked-ized until if it ain't a gimmick, we don't respond to it.
Exactly.
A show like this, they don't support this show.
kryptonite.
Don't send a quarter in to say, Prophet, we supporting this. We want you to stay on the air. Let's go further. Let's get on television. They want to go and listen to entertainment, to telethons that's raising millions of dollars
for themselves,
for entertainment. But when it comes down to the prophetic truth, they don't support that. Backwards and tees and prayer breakfasts, stuff like that that's generating to raise money to buy new Lincolns and Bentleys, they'll do that. But they ain't going to support the truth.
They can't.
Like,
amen.
But the God I serve make a way every month. He keep doing it.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. They say they want truth, but they ain't been made free yet. I know when you be made free. Because you'll start supporting freedom. And not bondage.
Uh-oh.
When the Son said, is free indeed. Hallelujah. Y'all quiet on the set again. It got mighty quiet.
Listen.
Open up for us in a conference.
It's so true, Pastor, because a lot of people don't realize they're not receiving a harvest on the seed they sow because God is not telling them to sow where they're sowing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a lot of dead fields they see. Hallelujah.
They asked me a few weeks ago, about a month ago, say that when you come
in. A lot of them are not sowing in righteousness either. You have to sow in righteousness.
You got to sow in righteousness. You got to sow in what's right. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I don't, we don't come on this show. We don't beg. We don't ask smoke for nothing. And when we do something, it's a corporate thing that we're doing. Praise the Lamb of God. But just common sense to me, just say sometimes, you know what? The Lord done blessed me. I'm gonna bless the PSM ministry. I want to bless them. My God, I enjoy the show every day, every week, whatever. Come on there. Get prophetic words and prophecy be given out and prophecy on the telephone, prophecy on the page. We didn't got so much prophecy and what have you. Then you get on them other people on Facebook and stuff. They get you in the inbox and say, send me $200.
I guess.
God want me to tell you something. And they send it.
It's true.
Wow.
$100.
Man of God.
I've been prophesying to these people for several years. And they never inbox somebody and say, send me money for prophecy.
Wow.
That's right.
Never.
You sure don't talk to me neither.
That's right. Me neither.
Well, I believe it.
The prophecies come true, and they still don't send a seed.
My goodness. Come on down.
Selfish people.
Valuable.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
This is the time and the season, man of God, for God to bless his people. This is the time of abundance for the people of God. God doesn't...
I agree with that. Praise the Lamb of God. This is a time of a manifestation. This is a time of promise. Praise the Lamb of God. Promises being fulfilled, and God is going to do it. Praise God. But let me tell you something. The lot of them won't even pay their tithes.
Wow.
They won't give God a dime out of a dollar. How God gonna trust you with thousands and millions that's being prophesied over you, and he can't trust you to pay out of the $100, you're getting
$10. Okay.
He can't do it.
He can't do it. He's not going to do it.
Right.
Because then he have to lie on his word.
Mm-hmm.
There's no special arrangements. God know my heart. He know your heart is a cheap, selfish, self-centered heart.
Okay.
It's about nobody but yourself. That's what he knows about your heart. Come on, where the Lord knows my heart. Praise the Lamb of God. And here, grandmama, sitting in church, can't wait till the first of the month come on fixed income to pay our tithe. Oh, I got to pay my tithe. I got to pay my tithe and get mama because the Lord sure take care of mama.
Yeah.
And we sit with abundance and won't do it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God gave and don't give me millions. I saw myself in an airplane and all this and all that. Showing you what you can
Lord,
get.
Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy.
Heart is where your treasure is.
Prophet, I was asked to open up in a meeting about a month ago. And they said, well, we want you to open up in this meeting, Prophet. We want you to pray. We want you to pray release. And this is the meeting before the service. We want you to pray of release. We want the release of the Holy Spirit. We want the people to release the money. We want an abundant harvest on tonight. Well, God did all of those things. And I watched this man of God, this prophet, come. And he said, he didn't say 20. He didn't say 200. He said $2,000. I need 200 people to give $2,000 just right here. And this is the prayer line for those that want to be the wealthiest in their families. You want to excel in him. And it was people in that line. It was so many. And it was like gather two and two. And you can put four together. And those y'all come up with it together, y'all can stand and have that corporate blessing together. I mean, they got so much going on in the house of God. And I had leaders that were with me saying that this man just got up and said, it's all right to have a second marriage. He just said that God forgives you for killing yourself. I mean, it was just so many words that were going out that were not scriptural. And I was shocked because here I am.
It's a spirit out there now, sweetheart. Every time the Lord has told me to raise a special offering, the first thing I say to people is, if you are not a tither, I am not talking to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because this is not going to work for you.
And all the prophecies was about making
you.
Music.
I've done
making
the first
movie.
Thing. You can sow $1 million. This ain't going to work for you.
Okay.
Wow.
You can't be disobedient in one area.
Get the miracle.
Hello, light bulbs. And
geez.
Get the miracle. You have to be, make sure that you straight.
Yep.
And right.
Now bring the house into repentance. I'm not doing what God said to.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God, we need to be repenting of. But listen, we got about 4 minutes here. About 4 minutes here, and I really want to talk. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, we got our materials that help us do stay on the air. Praise the Lamb of God and what have you. And, you know, we got three books. If I polled everybody that's on, just online right now, not listening to me, but just on the phone lines here, about 15 of you all of you all don't have my books. Hello, Light Buffs.
No,
and,
I don't have your book
here. It's a prophetic manual that I've done called The Prophetic Awakening. That's full of prophetic truths.
Is it being sold here in Michigan?
Filled with prophetic operations and things of that nature. That will bless your house, and at the same time, you can use for teaching. Then my first book here, The Call and Burden of Intercessory Prayer, which deals with, praise the Lamb of God, just that, whether the intercessory prayer is a call or a burden, and then how we are to operate in these callings and the burden. It deals with the Gaffer's anointing. Everybody can't stand in the gap. That's why God couldn't find nobody, because everybody is not qualified to stand in the gap. Praise the Lamb of God. So I explain that so that everybody can start working themselves in a relationship with God that will make them a gapper. Praise the Lamb of God, that you can stand in the gap. And then my last book, which I'm very proud of, entitled Fall on Your Knees, Praise the Lord. That was forwarded by Pastor Lance Watson. And this book is a wonderful book. And you can get all three of these on my website at psmintl.org, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International.org. You can order those books in a group and receive the discount. What did you say, Prophet Darryl?
I was saying that Fall on Your Knees book, that's a real good book, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. It deals with the woes of our society and what God is calling for in these times.
Yes,
praise
God.
The Lamb of God from government on. And it is a very, very powerful book. People of God, we're out of time. I love you. Thank you, Evangelist. Thank you, Prophet Turner, for coming. All the 111 numbers, thank you all for being here. You join us on tomorrow. It's our day of prophecy. Hallelujah. On a Prophetic Word Thursday. And we do a lot of prophesying on the show. Praise the Lamb of God as the Lord, the Spirit of God gives utterance. And we'd love to have you all here with us on tomorrow. Be blessed, everybody. You know what I'm going to tell you. I'm excited about your future.
Amen.
free.